With me in the studio is past president and current board member of Chamber Music Cincinnati, James Engler. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Oh, thanks, Andy, very much.
So this is Cincinnati Chamber Orchestra's 89th year.
It's actually our 90th year. We had a different name, you know, the Society of Chamber Music Lovers, something like that. In the old style, 1929, they were founded, and it was people that had concerts in their house in Cincinnati. And then it's chamber music, it's great music in a room, and the room sort of got larger over the years. And we're in Memorial Hall right now.
When was that first jump to go to general public?
You know, I'd have to look at the records to know, but it was in the first dozen or so years after that, you know, where they started going into halls. And for a long time, we were at University of Cincinnati in Werner Recital Hall, really great venue. And then with sort of like this great new campus that we have around Washington Park, this is our first full season in Memorial Hall, but we had a few concerts there before. Really a great venue.
And so you're bringing in the Emerson Quartet to Memorial Hall on Monday, October 21st at 7:30 p.m. So this quartet founded in 1976.
That's right, yeah.
And has had only one personnel change during all of those years?
Yeah, it's really amazing.
What is it about the Emerson Quartet that resonates with the Cincinnati audience?
Well, they've played here in each of the past five decades, which is kind of amazing. There are a lot of great quartets that are out there, but there's an often consensus that this is, you know, maybe the premier American string quartet. And it's wonderful music. And, you know, I think as the New York Times said, they never phoned in a concert, but with the new cellist, this is the only personnel change that they've had in 43 years. And we saw him with this new cellist, Paul Watkins, in 2016 in our series. And just really exciting, energetic, young music and performances. So they're a big favorite and everyone loves them.
Who are the current members of the quartet?
There are two violinists, and it was one of the first quartets to alternate which one of them was going to be the first chair, and that's Eugene Drucker and Philip Seltzer, and then Lawrence Dutton is on viola, and then Paul Watkins on cello.
Some of their past visits to Cincinnati, maybe the more recent ones, tell us about some of those programs that they performed.
Well, we've had all Beethoven performances in the past. They play the whole repertoire of the string quartet, you know, new music, new composers that they always have championed. This concert, you know, one of the really interesting pieces is that there's a piece by Mendelssohn, and it's not Felix Mendelssohn of, you know, the Quicksilver Music fame, but his older sister, Fanny. And she was like as gifted as Felix was, but just because of the circumstances and the social restrictions, she did not have the same career, although she went to the same teachers that he did. She was introduced to Goethe, you know, the great philosopher, along with him. They were sort of a prominent family. And it's sad when you think about this, because when she was 15, her father wrote her a letter, and he said to her, "Music will perhaps become Felix's profession." That's her brother, and he's writing to her. "While for you, it can and must be only an ornament." This was her father who knew her gifts and loved her, but couldn't imagine that she could do the same things as a male could. So she did write over 450 pieces of music. There's a string quartet among them, and that's what they're going to start this concert with. And we're really happy that this is being revived and resuscitated, you know, so that she can sort of have this posthumous career.
And aside from that piece, what can audiences expect to hear?
There's a piece by Antonín Dvořák, the Czech composer. A lot of people know his American string quartet, and this is one of his Slavonic dances. He was really interested in folk music. He spent about 10 years in the United States and became like really interested in African American music at that time because it was a folk music. You know, that's how he understood it. So this piece, though, is Czech folk music that's put into the string quartet form, and they'll give it a really great performance. And then the last piece is Beethoven's Razumovsky Quartet, one of his middle pieces, kind of stuff that sort of shocked audiences at the time, but that we know how to listen to today. And this is Beethoven's anniversary year, you know, 250th. Yeah. And so we're excited to hear that. And it'll be wonderful playing.
Well, thanks for your insights. I've been in a conversation here with James Englert. He's the past president and current board member of Chamber Music Cincinnati. And They are bringing in the world-famous Emerson Quartet to Memorial Hall Monday evening, October 21st at 7:30 p.m. The Radical Early Bird subscription hasn't been turned off, so you can still purchase a subscription for their next 5 concerts. That's the Emerson Quartet, Cincinnati favorite Alyssa Weilerstein, Murray Pariah, not to mention the St. Lawrence String Quartet and Pavel Haas Quartet. You'll find a link to Chamber Music Cincinnati's website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Andy Ellis.